Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Who's this?
This is Amy with Local Splash. We spoke earlier today.
Hi. Yeah, I remember you now.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Thank you so much for asking. I was calling to follow up with you and see if you got the A-OK from your wife.
You know what?
Oh, your phone cut out on me, Daniel. I can't hear you. Daniel, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
For Monty.
Oh, I blocked. I didn't hear anything you said. You were muted.
Oops, sorry. Oh, shoot. I did?
Yeah. What happened?
Wow. Nothing. My phone is normal. Looks like everything is normal. I don't know. Maybe the signal. Okay, so how things work, you just go monthly, right?
Correct.
And, we're gonna receive the phone call from the customers only directly?
Correct.
And, wow.
And we're going to build you your own website. We're going to list you on Google. We're going to include Facebook ads. It will also include programming for over 60 online premium directories and business profiles. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HopFrog, Kudzu, you name it, we give you a listing there. All the calls come directly to you. There's no middleman. There's no lead fees, there's no additional charges, there's no click fees or call fees of any kind whatsoever.
So, okay, explain me more about Facebook.
Okay, so people use Facebook now as a search engine, just like they use it for Google, okay, for local service providers like yourself.
Oh,
you're servicing your local area. So they go to Facebook and they're looking for you. So they're going to see your ad when they look up the services that you're providing. Now, you want an MKM, demolition and hauling services, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when they're looking up any of those services, they're going to see that you come up as a top recommended option in their service radius. Also, your stories, reels, and ads are going to come up directly through their newsfeed regularly.
Okay.
Okay. And when people go to Google and they look up the demo services, they look up the hauling services, they look these things up, they're also going to be redirected when they go to Google, okay?
So
it's going to redirect and retarget directly. It's going to connect the Facebook and the Google so that they interact together.
Okay. Okay, so this going to be like, so like in if somebody looks for something like what I do in Facebook, they're going to look for my ad?
They're going to see your ad, your website, your phone number, your listing.
What about that? What does that mean? What do you mean with the website?
We're going to build you a website, www.mkmdemolitionandhaulingservices.com. So we're going to actually build you your own website. Okay, so you know how when you go to Google?
Yes.
And you look up anything. Say you look up hardware store, right?
Uh-huh.
And the map pops up, right?
Uh-huh.
With the little red dots on it.
Okay, so
if you click on any one of those names listed there, it'll say get directions, call, or see the website, right?
Yeah.
Same thing for you.
Oh, okay. So it's what that website means. So somebody looks there and they kind of see my ad, right? So like MKM demolition and hauling.
Yes, and they're going to see your website with your pictures and information about your business and your phone number.
Okay. And you said the Yellow Pages too?
Uh-huh.
And what else? So there's like a Facebook, Yellow Pages, a website, and that stuff. What else? What else?
Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Amazon Alexa for voice-activated searches. They'll be able to find you on Alexa. Mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results. And you get a call tracking app that you can download to your phone to track the phone calls and an account dashboard. So you're able to track the progress of the package.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's a lot for me.
A lot of stuff, huh? We're going to do all the work, though. All you have to do is pick up the phone when they call. Can you do that?
So, okay. Yeah, I guess. I hope I can do that. You know, so you guys gonna do everything. So I just gotta receive the phone call from customers, whatever they need for like what I do.
Correct.
And that's it. I don't have to do nothing else, right?
No, nothing else. The only thing that happens after I set up your account is I'm gonna schedule a client interview with my technician so they can get the photos from you and set everything up.
What photos of what the work that I do or what?
Yeah, so if you have any photos of your work, then we would like to have pictures of that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I don't have too many photos right now.
That's
so
okay.
When if
we can
I do
stock photos, and then you can start taking pictures.
Okay, and so if I start taking photos, and when we can add that to my listing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So when
anytime.
I can, anytime. And how am I gonna do this? Did I have to call you guys?
You can, if you want to. You can call us, or you can send them over via email, or you can text message them in, or you can upload them directly from your phone or mobile device through the dashboard as well.
Okay. All right, okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You're going to love it.
After 2 months, I don't like it, or I said, oh, I don't need this anymore, or something, you know, or
I'm not going to say,
oh, I don't like this, or probably I'm not going to be that, I mean, but for some reason, so we're going to have a number to call to, hey, you know what, I want to cancel this.
Yeah, you're going to have my direct phone number and extension line and the number for client support. So right now, Daniel, I'm sending over my direct phone number to you, okay?
Email?
Yeah.
Or text message?
I'm going to email everything also. Give me just a second, okay?
I received the text message.
The texts are coming through now and the number for client support. Now, Daniel, in order to get everything set up, I need some information from you. First and foremost, what is your last name?
It's Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know my name because your husband's name, right?
Yes, my husband's name, yeah.
It's a Prieto. Prieto.
How do I spell that?
It's a P-R-I-E-T-O. P as in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-E-T-O.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your email?
My email is danielprieto1599@gmail.com.
Okay. So right now, you're going to have two different emails come through to you that's going to have all the contact information and everything that I promised you. The first one is labeled Google Advertising, Google and Facebook Marketing, okay? And it's coming over with that exact price point that I promised you at $249. It'll never go up or change, okay?
They never go up, you said, right?
Never go up. Never go up.
$249 a month.
A month, yep.
And if I decide to cancel, there's not going to be charges for cancel
or
anything.
No charges for cancellation. No charges.
No charges for like a phone call for the customer, nothing.
No.
So it's going to be just a $249.
Correct.
So this is a recording call or no?
It is. It is a recorded call. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, you know, the only thing I need to know if I decide to cancel, I don't want to surprise. Hey, you have to pay like another $200 to cancel this.
No.
Or you can cancel. You can cancel this and until like a year after or something like that.
No, I promise you. Listen, if you want to cancel the service, you need to call me by July 27th. Okay?
July 27th?
Yep, because that is 3 days before the 2 months is up. If you want to cancel, you call me by July 27th and we'll cancel your service.
Okay, so after I decide to cancel, it's going to be like a month from now, right?
July 27. So you'll
pay. July 27.
So you see, August 1st would be 2 months.
Before August, right? Before August.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So after that time, then you can cancel. Okay, you pay today. You pay July 1st. If you want to cancel, if you don't like it after that, you cancel by July 27th. You're not charged for August. Okay.
Okay, and so you know what, I'll tell you what, I mean, if it all like this, and if it, I receive a lot of phone calls from customers, so I cancel the other one.
Yeah,
because for the other one, we're going to put them in
the
hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is expensive. You know, I did three, four jobs, so I'm going to make some money, but you know, that is some more. I mean, because even you have to be paying I want to add more money in my account, I can do that. But those angels won't stop sending it to you until you have money. They keep sending you more and more angels.
Right. I've heard about that. It's
and,
terrible.
And yeah, it is. I mean, you get a lot of work. I mean, but there's a lot of money. And so, like, the thing I like about this, the one you offer me, there's only the $249 a month, and you don't have to pay any for each call. I mean,
right.
And because that's good. I mean,
it's
you know,
the
but
best,
that's
right.
Okay, well,
the business address is at 80 South Bryant Street in Denver, Colorado, 80219.
Yes. And, you know, by I wanted to do just like MKM demolition in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do services? Yeah.
I think services makes it sound professional. Yes, I like
that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, okay.
We're going to leave it like that. Okay. Now, next is, what are your hours of operation?
Okay. So, let me ask you this, because they asked me the same question on the other, the Angelid.
What time do you want the people to call you?
Okay. So if I say like let's say let's say nine a.m. to five p.m.
Okay.
So before 9 o'clock and after 5 o'clock, they're not gonna call me?
They might still call you, but they know that you're that if you don't answer, it's because you're with your family. But they will still call.
Okay, they still call.
Okay.
Well, let's do it for 8 to 5 o'clock then.
8 to 5. Do you speak Spanish also? I think 9 o'clock
is too late. I do.
Okay. So I'm going to put you down as a bilingual individual. That way, they could put that on the website as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you prefer English or Spanish?
Well, you know, I prefer Spanish, but, you know, I can speak both languages, too.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and schedule your client interview with my technician. Now, my
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you speak Spanish?
Do I speak Spanish? No, but I have other agents
Why?
Who speak Spanish.
Why? But you're from California. You live in California.
Why do you speak Spanish when you live in Colorado? Why?
Well, because I'm a Mexican, and you know I hear about a lot of people in California. Everybody speaks Spanish.
Yeah, there's a lot. I know poquito, okay? Very little.
That's good.
Very, very little. I know, like, kitchen Spanish, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Do you have proof of license, insurance, and tax ID for the business?
Insurance? What kind of insurance are you talking about?
General liability.
I don't have that. Did I need that?
No, you do not need it. It's not required.
Okay, but I do have a license and a social security number and
I didn't mean like that. Like business license.
Oh, license. Oh, business license. Oh, no.
Not yet.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Yeah, you might not need it for what you do, right? Okay.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I mean, the insurance, maybe it's, you know, as find a client, a customer, they can ask you for that, but, you know,
right.
But probably not going to happen, like, every day, so, but if we have to, in the future, if we have to get that, I can get it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest working on it for the future. But you don't have to have it right now, no.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Okay.
I tell you talking about my driver license.
No,
I said, what? Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I'm going to schedule your client interview with my technician, Daniel, and they're going to call you in Spanish and go over they're going to set everything up with you. I have available appointment time for that tomorrow. I can do between 9 and 10. Wait, let me see here. No, that one's taken. I could do between 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 12 and 1, or we could do between 2 and 3 or 3 and 4. Which time frame do you want?
No, you know, I take the one between 10 and 11. You said you have one of those? One?
Yep.
Because in the afternoon,
the technician's going to call you from our 877 phone number, so you need to make sure that you answer all phone calls at that time because this is the most important call to get everything going forward fast.
What number you said they're going to call me from?
They're going to call from our 877 phone number. Okay.
877 phone number? Okay.
Yeah, it'll be 877-635-6225, extension 224.
Okay. So if I miss the call from some reason, can I call back?
Yes, you can call back. They're going to text you and email you one hour before the appointment to say, hey, we're going to be calling in an hour,
good.
So they give you a reminder.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, you know, I answer all my phone calls most of the time, but, you know, if you tell me what number they can be, so I'll be... I'll be ready for the phone
call. You'll be available. Yes, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I'll be available by that hour because probably at the, 2 o'clock, after 2 o'clock, I'm going to be busy. So,
that's
why I take
okay.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do is I am going to go ahead and we're going to read a voice verification, okay? And it just outlines everything. It's all on a recorded line. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, how do you want the business name to read on the first page of Google?
You want me to say what is my name?
Say it, the business name.
Okay.
Say it now.
MKM, Demolition and Hauling Services.
LLC. Right? Is it LLC?
Yeah, LLC. Yeah.
You have the LLC?
Sorry.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Say my name?
Your first and last name, and what is your title? If you're the owner?
Yeah.
Okay, so you say your first and last. What is your first and last name?
Daniel Prieto.
And what is your position within the company?
Well, I don't know.
Owner?
What did I should say? Owner? Yeah, the owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business? There's no contract.
Okay.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to us within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, I missed that. Can you...
Hold on
what
one
is
second.
That?
Hold on one
okay.
second. Okay, well, I'm going to bring my supervisor on. He speaks Spanish. Okay?
Yeah, that'll be great
yeah,
because...
Give me one second.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. His name is Christian. Just hold on 1 second, okay? He's going to come in and he's going to go over... He's going to read you the voice verification in Spanish. That way, everything is good. Okay?
Yeah, I prefer that.
Understanding. I know, me too. Just so it's clear on everything, okay?
Yeah,
I want you to be clear. That way you understand everything. And there's no questions or anything. He's coming into the call in just a minute. He's just logging in, okay?
Okay, okay.
1 second.
Okay.
Hello, si bueno.
Okay. Si, buenas tardes.
Daniel?
Buenas
tardes.
There
Daniel?
You go.
Yes. Sí.
Hola, buenas tardes, Daniel. Yo me llamo Cristian Hernández. Soy el representante que habla español también. Y lo que vamos a hacer, vamos a leer una verificación de voz, ¿ok? Va a ser en español para que usted lo pueda entender un poco más. Y vamos a delinear exactamente lo que usted va a comprar hoy en día, ¿verdad? Su online marketing. Eso es para su protección de usted y obviamente para verificar que todo esté bien, ¿ok?
Ok.
Ok. Vamos a empezar la grabación. Dice, bienvenidos al registro de verificación de voz de Local Splash. Esta llamada será grabada para fines de calidad y para delinear los servicios que recibirá de Locust Flash. Además, le va a servir como una protección adicional para usted, ¿ok? Dice, okay. Para asegurarnos que los detalles de su servicio sean correctos, por favor indique el nombre de su negocio o de su compañía.
Ok, es MKM Demolition and Hauling Services, LLC.
Ok, perfecto, muchas gracias. Por favor, indique su nombre y su título oficial que usted tiene dentro de su compañía.
Daniel Prieto, owner.
Ok, perfecto. ¿Está usted autorizado para establecer este servicio sin contrato de parte de su compañía?
Sí.
Ok, perfecto. Dice, para obtener resultados lo más pronto posible, es muy importante que usted participe de manera continua en el desarrollo de su campaña, ¿ok? So, debido a esto, ¿está usted de acuerdo a responder a las llamadas y correos electrónicos de nuestra compañía Locust Flash?
Sí.
Ok, perfecto. Es nomás si le queremos llamar, obviamente, para hacer unos detalles o hacerle preguntas sobre su compañía para que todo salga bien. Ok, perfecto.
Ok, está bien. Sí, está
okay,
bien.
Ok, gracias. Dice, al contratar a Locust Flash como su representante de publicidad por Internet, ¿está usted de acuerdo a darnos a conocer cualquier uso adicional de programas de publicidad por Internet cuando sea necesario? Lo que quiere decir esto, Daniel, es que nosotros vamos a representar su compañía en Google. Vamos a hacer todo lo que es marketing para usted, ¿ok? Si otra compañía le ofrece algo, todo lo que tiene que hacer es dejarnos saber para que usted no esté pagando por muchas cosas, ¿ok? No queremos que usted compre otra cosa que realmente no necesita. So, si en este caso le puede llamar a Amy y le puede decir, oh, ¿de qué se trata? Porque nosotros no vamos a cobrarle un centavo más, ¿sí me entiende? Esto es lo que usted va a necesitar para su marketing.
Okay.
Okay, okay, perfecto. Dice, el pago por el plazo inicial será establecido y será cobrado el día de hoy, que es el primero del mes de junio, por la cantidad $249. Cuando este plazo llegue a su término, su servicio será renovado automáticamente cada mes, que sería el primero de cada mes, por la cantidad fija de $249. Usted puede suspender el servicio cualquier momento o cancelar su servicio, tan solo llamando al servicio al servicio al cliente, ¿ok? Le vamos a mandar por texto este numerito para que usted lo reciba, ¿ok? Y para prevenir cobros de servicios por meses consecutivos, todo lo que tiene que hacer es hablar por lo menos tres días antes del primero del mes, ¿ok? So vamos a ponerle que, dependiendo qué mes es, sería el 28, okay, so tres días antes
tres días antes de que venga el otro mes.
Exactamente. Okay. Si es que usted quiere suspender, cancelar cualquier momento.
Y lo que entendí todo, ¿verdad? Eso, puede uno cancelar cuando uno guste.
Exactamente, ¿verdad? Sí, lo que nos gustaría es que usted se quede por lo menos a dos meses para que usted vea los resultados.
Sí.
Pero
me dijo ella.
Perfecto, okay.
Usted
puede cancelar a cualquier momento si obviamente no funciona.
Después,
pero
disculpe que le interrumpa. Después de esos dos meses yo puedo cancelar en cualquier momento que ya yo quiera, que diga, pues por alguna razón no está funcionando algo, ya voy a cancelar. Pero sí, eso ya lo he hablado con ella, que por lo menos me esté dos meses para empezar y luego ya, okay.
Exactamente, okay, perfecto. Bueno, ¿está usted de acuerdo de estos términos y renovaciones y cancelaciones de este servicio?
Sí.
Okay, perfecto. Bueno, ya está concluido la verificación de voz. Es nomás para obviamente delinear todo para que usted tenga obviamente para su protección de usted. En este momento ya acabamos todo. La señorita Amy va a terminar todo. pero quería obviamente leer todo en español para que usted pueda entender un poco más, ¿ok?
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So we're good to go on the voice verification. Do you need anything else?
Yes, let me just process his billing so you can go over the term and condition with him as well.
Okay, perfecto.
Okay, Daniel, I'm ready for the card number.
Damn, that's the worst part. Okay. 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 Hold on. Give me a sec.
Okay. Take your time.
Give me a second. All right. Okay. Okay.
He explained everything to you just like I said, right?
Yeah.
You feel better now in Spanish?
Yeah, I feel way better.
Good. I'm glad.
You too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very clear on everything, but sometimes when there's a little language barrier, it's a little bit easier if you have it in Spanish.
Yeah. Okay, so are you ready for the number?
I am.
The 4653 4595 1967 3982.
Expiration month and year?
0325.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
323.
Okay. Right now, I'm going to update the profile, assign the package, and process the payment for the 249 flat rate for the platinum package. And then what's going to happen right now is you're going to receive, I'm going to send you one last text message, and it's going to be a link. It's going to be a link that's going to come over to you, and Christian is going to explain it to you because I need you to sign the terms and conditions. It has everything that I have verbally promised to provide for you with the client responsiveness and the date of when we're going to be providing everything to you. And I also set out the client support phone number in Spanish as well as the video. That way it's easier for you, okay?
Okay.
So this text is coming through to you right now. As soon as you get the link, go ahead and click on it, and then Christian will go over it with you. It's coming right now.
Okay. So, Daniel, lo que estamos haciendo es para su protección y usted también, ¿ok? Estamos mandándole, hicimos la verificación de voz y estamos mandando los terms and conditions. Lo que quiere decir es, obviamente, su factura, ¿ok? En la factura usted va a ver que todos los servicios que vamos a tener para usted, vamos a darle los servicios de Google, la website, todo lo que vamos a hacer. Y es para su protección de usted, para activar su tablero de servicio al cliente, ¿ok? So, cuando usted ya reciba este message que va a decir Terms and Conditions, va a tener un mensaje, no sé si ya lo recibió.
Sí. Bueno, aquí recibí uno que dice to accept the subscription term.
Okay,
if you have any question, please. Okay.
Okay.
So le hago
tiene
click
que presionar
en el link.
Click here. En enlace, ajá. En enlace, haga click.
Ya.
Okay. Perfecto. Hasta abajo usted va a tener, obviamente, va a tener todos los terms and conditions. So puede ver exactamente lo que se ha cobrado. Eso es su factura también. Esa factura usted también la puede usar para cuando hace sus taxes al final del año, o al principio del año, disculpe, para todo lo que es marketing, usted puede usar esa factura también. Pero hasta abajo tiene que poner su primer nombre y su apellido y haga click submit. Eso lo que va a hacer es va a activar su tablero de servicio al cliente. So, cuando usted tenga su entrevista de cliente con el técnico en español, vamos a obviamente tener su tablero y va a tener acceso a todas las llamadas que usted ha recibido, toda su información. Es para iniciar ese tablero.
Uh-huh. Okay, estamos viendo aquí, miren, le dice products included, it is a cars one, local bundle 149, premium listing bundle 0, Facebook ad $100, $100. So, y luego abajo, monthly, products included, eso lo dice el 149 y lo premium listing es el 0 y luego el Facebook 100. So, es lo mismo, ¿verdad? So, es lo que equivale a 249.
Eso es 249. Okay. Eso nomás es el breakdown de todo.
Y luego me decía que de donde firmar, decía algo.
Sí, tiene que poner hasta abajo, tiene que ya poner su primer nombre y su apellido para activar su tablero de servicio al cliente.
Okay, aquí dice signature, dice, y luego está una flecha que dice sign, y luego le puso ahí donde está la flecha donde dice sign.
Ajá, después de ya poner su nombre, su primer nombre y su apellido.
Okay. Pero, ¿cómo, dónde ponemos el nombre? Porque, pues, aquí no me da la opción.
Ah, no hay una opción para poner su primer nombre y su apellido. Tiene que tener un este...
Dice, to leave this electronic sign and document by typing your name exactly.
No sé si eso está viendo con su teléfono. Sí, ¿verdad? Su teléfono.
Pues ahí tiene, dice, your name. Y luego hasta ahí está mi nombre.
Uh-huh. Daniel Prieto. Está bien, si está su nombre, no hay espacio donde usted lo puede type in.
No, o sea, por eso le digo, o sea, después donde dice your name, y luego está, o sea, obvio, está mi nombre, ¿verdad? Y luego abajo
hay una cajita, sí.
¿Qué dice en la cajita?
Hay una cajita.
Dice click here and type. Oh, okay. Ya le gané. Ajá. Ya le. Okay.
No hay ningún problema.
Okay. Y luego, pues sí, dice. Y luego, ¿cómo le voy a firmar con el dedo? ¿Con las letras?
No, las letras, sí, con las teclas de su teléfono, ya. Yeah.
Okay, permítame. Okay.
Antes lo teníamos con el dedo, pero a veces sale un poco diferente, ¿verdad?
Sí, sale un poco medio curioso, ¿verdad? Y lo dice. Exacto, la fecha, yeah. Y lo dice confirmar la firma.
Ajá.
Confirmar, y luego ahí dice confirmar, y ya no hizo nada.
Okay, un segundito.
Please accept the terms by checking above the
signature. Yes, to check the box right above the signature line, there's a little box that says certifying he's the one who made the purchase today.
Yeah, hay una cajita que se me hace que no la presionó.
Una cajita. Yo no miro cajitas aquí. Porque aquí donde le firmé, donde le digo que le firmé, y luego abajo está una cajita con la fecha, y luego abajo dice confirmar la firma, y luego abajo dice cancelar.
Cuando tiene una cajita que dice arriba antes del signature, donde dice que usted está autorizado.
Okay.
¿Sí la vio?
Okay.
Ya la vio.
Sí, ya la... Oh, pero es que estaba arriba, está de...
Ajá.
Oh. Okay. Y luego, ahora sí la confirmar la firma. Okay. Ay. Y luego el nombre de usuario.
Okay, perfecto. So en este momento ya está listo. Y usted puso submit, ¿verdad? Ya le...
Everything's good.
Okay, good. Okay, perfecto, ya está bien. Okay, so lo que vamos a hacer en este momento ya está listo. Ese va a ser su tablero de servicio al cliente, ¿okay? Cuando usted tenga su entrevista de cliente, le van a dar su username y le van a dar su password, ¿okay? So eso es para activar, ya está activado su tablero, nomás cuando tenga la entrevista de cliente con el técnico en español, él le va a dar ese username.
El nombre de usuario y la contraseña.
Exactamente, la contraseña, okay. Exactamente, ¿okay?
Okay, Amy, entonces ya acabamos en esto, en esto
no,
del...
Everything is good.
Okay, bueno, yo me despido, ahí se queda con la señorita Amy, ya es todo lo que usted necesita, nomás quería saber, quería ayudarle con, obviamente, traducir un poco, yo sé que mi español no
está
muy
bien. Sí, okay, muchas gracias, muchas gracias por su ayuda, y qué le iba a decir aquí, entonces, aquí ya de, en esto de todo eso de del nombre de usuario y todo eso, ya cuando cuando la cita con el con la persona
con
esa
el
que me va a hablar, ya entonces continuamos con eso, ¿verdad?
Exactamente, en ese momento ya le va, no necesita hacer nada más en
entonces
eso.
Aquí ya le pongo terminar, okay.
Ya lo puede terminar o lo puede cerrar, sí, no hay ningún problema.
Sí, okay, sí es lo que estoy haciendo, okay. Okay, perfecto.
Okay. Bueno, muchas gracias, Amy. I'll let you go. Daniel,
you.
Mucho gusto conocerlo. Gracias por su tiempo. Y habla, va a terminar Amy con usted, ¿ok?
André,
okay.
Pues muchas gracias, okay. Cristian y Cristian Hernández.
Okay.
Tengo un sobrino que se llama Cristian Hernández.
Hernández.
Sí.
¿Oh, sí?
Okay.
Mi tocayo,
sí,
¿verdad?
Sí, tengo un... Sí, su tocayo, ¿verdad? Okay.
Sí,
no,
tocayo.
Pues ya está. Muchas gracias. Que pase buena tarde.
Okay, gracias a usted.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Daniel, well, everything is set up. Again, the technician's going to call you tomorrow between 9 and 10 Mountain Standard Time. The technician's going to call from that 877 number that I sent you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, everything is ready to go. Congratulations.
Okay, so they're going to start calling me tomorrow or after the appointment with the technician?
After the appointment with the technician, we have to get everything set up. So the ads will be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days so we can get that moving quickly. Whenever the technicians call you to get something answered from you, they're going to call from the 877 number, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right,
thank you so much for your time. You have a great day. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.